response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Good morning, and welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We are at 6:06. It is July 14th, almost halfway through the month already. Kids, well, basically back in school. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
I mean, it feels like it. Back to school is everywhere. Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
Yeah, EMCs, we love your early morning crew. Good morning to you. Yeah, Izzy, she's in sixth grade. She's going to a new school this year. Elementary school is behind her, moving on to middle school. Got her, she got her schedule yesterday.
Oh, yeah? That's early, I feel like.
Yeah. And it's, so she was going through the classes and, you know, I had two older stepsons. So some of those teachers that are still there, I'm telling, we're like, and she got some really, really great teachers.
Oh, that's great.
But, you know, trying to figure it out. And then what do? You try to, at that point in time, you know, usually it's like, the moms, when they're younger,
yes,
getting together, the moms dominate that
start
conversation.
Texting.
Here we go. Who do you have? Who do you have? Oh my gosh, I have her. So do I. Okay, great. Why doesn't he have her? You know, it's an entire,
yes,
conversation.
Yes.
But now that they're in sixth grade, they can do that amongst themselves.
I know. It's different.
It
you
is.
Feel like less tapped in. It's so funny you bring that up because both of my kids are going to new schools next year too. My younger son going into seventh. We don't have his schedule, but my son is going to high school. He got his schedule before the year ended. And I was like, this is great because you know what's coming. Like, usually I feel like it's a week before school starts.
And it is amazing. And I don't know if it is in other schools. And I know other schools break up different ways, but a lot of them are from fifth to sixth grade. You're heading on to a new school, if not six, seven for sure.
Don't.
But it's also amazing that the bus in elementary school, like, they're kids, right? You're known, you're making sure, especially those kindergartners. First time you see your kindergartner get on that bus, you think to yourself, they are so little and whatever. Are they going to find the school themselves? Are they going to be okay? I miss my baby. And then from fifth grade with the elementary school to sixth grade, you're on your own.
Oh,
you are,
yeah,
like an adult. You have to find the bus. You did like,
yes,
they, you are, you know, good luck finding everything. It's just amazing how almost adult they become between,
yes,
fifth and sixth grade as far as the bus is concerned and everything else.
Still,
you know?
Never forget them telling us if your child isn't going to take the bus and you're going to pick them up instead, you don't have to tell us.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean we don't have to tell you?
Yeah,
like, the kids are old enough to know to, like, come to the car and the pickup line.
They do.
And I remember thinking, wow, that is a lot of responsibility.
Let's get to it. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
So did you create a new one yesterday?
Yes.
You did?
I would never do that without you. That was not the case. So I can tell you exactly, in EMCs, maybe you were listening yesterday. Friday was a big day. Yesterday we recapped. And in case you missed anything, I think we need to just hit on that really quickly. And then also moving ahead, what's going to happen? Because it's always a big deal.
Yeah, we need a plan.
We definitely need a plan.
Do we have a plan?
We never do. So we don't have a plan. We need help with our EMCs, what the plan might be moving forward. Because it should be a plan together for our early morning crew. So a quick recap and then what's next? Oh, maybe that's it. So what's next? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. What's next might be an instant poll tomorrow, so it might be next. I mean, I want to kind of focus on Scoop Squad today and some other things. And
sure.
Your big return.
What do you mean, my big return?
That purchase.
Return. I thought you meant return to work.
Your return to work.
Apologize.
It is a big return to work.
Yes,
I'm glad you're back to work.
Got
but,
it.
Oh, no. This
I
is a
know.
There's a return that's
I
even
know.
Bigger.
I almost didn't tell you.
Yeah. I would have asked if I didn't see him for a while what was going down. But
we'll get into that.
So Friday was a winner for Dead Guy in Envelope. We had mentioned that before. Producer Stevie did a great job. She picked out the name. We appreciate that. She had never done that in the couple of years that we've played this game. So
sure.
That was mentioned. That was a great idea. She did that. That's great. You've picked names. I've picked names. Winners of the game have picked names. But the gentleman that won was actually married to the young lady that won before. They have talked about this before. They love the game. They have a piece of paper in their hand that they put on their dresser, and they write down the name, the guesses each day, and that's how they play.
They probably keep better track than we do.
They 100% keep better track than we do. So that being mentioned, and I mention this between every time between games, Dead Guy in the Envelope, because our EMCs are very important to us. do you want to play again?
Yeah, that's the first question.
Right.
Are we going to play the game again? And then if we do, who's picking the name?
And who's going to pick the name?
Right.
So I just think it's one of those, and I've talked about it before, where I don't let the instant poll run all day because our EMCs, you know, let's say it's until 6:30 or something like that, or like our true early morning crew, because that's who hears the game. If somebody in the 9 o'clock hour, I love you that you listen. I really appreciate that. But you're not listening to Dead Guy in the Envelope. So to weigh in on that, either instant poll or vote or however you want to put it, doesn't make sense to me. So the last time we did that, it's usually in the, you know, in that first half hour of the show, which would be tomorrow if we decided to do that. If that's something you like, it's just an idea.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I also think, just for funsies, we should, you always have creative ideas, and there are several suggestions you've come up with over the years.
Shoot them all down, though.
We should do instead of Dead Guy in an Envelope, and I feel like it's only fair, since we're at this, you know, crossroads and deciding what to do next, you should let everyone know the several games you've come up with, separate of Dead Guy in an Envelope, that you think could replace it.
Yeah. I mean, I can do that. I have a couple in mind next. Yeah. I have a couple.
Oh, you have new ones? Or the one? I mean, because there's been ones in the past.
Oh, yeah. I can come up with
something.
I have three.
Yeah.
That might immediately be better. No, that's not going to immediately be better than Dead Guy in the Envelope. But there are three that are really, really solid that could be contenders if our EMCs are done with Dead Guy in the Envelope.
Because it is polarizing. It yeah, it
there
is.
You go. And you can see if maybe they are better. Maybe you'll like them better. That's next. So we're trying to figure out what to do next or play another round of Dead Guy in the Envelope on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Just one of the ways we start the show. It's kind of a quirky thing, and then we kind of move on with the show. But the EMCs, if they listen early in the morning, they know what it is, our early morning crew. We appreciate that. So some other options. And if you have another option, this show is all about you.
Yeah.
You can always call. The phone is right next to me. We're answering the phone. 216-343-1021. Or it is the Jen and Tim Show. It is also obviously Star 102 Cleveland. A lot of times we're looking at Facebook and Instagram the most is usually when we get all the alerts for those two in particular.
You though are, you are one of the, if not the most creative person I know. And you have, over the years, come up with several ideas of what you thought could possibly replace Dead Guy in an Envelope. And I think, you know, again, as we're in between games, it's worth mentioning some of the other things you thought we could do.
You remember when I said we could play the game that you could see on any, I don't want to say, you would see it at Cedar Point, height, weight, and age.
Yes.
Somebody would call up, we would guess their height, their weight, their age. You know, is it the... The weight within 3 pounds, age within a couple of pounds.
What are you
Is it height,
like,
weight, age? Am I right?
Age, weight, and height? Eight, weight.
Height, I feel like, is wrong. Age, weight, birthday.
Birthday.
Birthday. That's what it was. Birthday, not that. Yes.
You're right. You're right.
Sorry about that. So there we go. So I mentioned that on the air that got shot down. That would be great. But I think there was what if I guess somebody is, you know, higher than they are? I don't know.
It's like when we guess with Cleveland, how much do you make? Like, you don't want to go too low. You don't want to go too high. That is a
Somebody
very
let me
dangerous...
guess your age right now. 216-343-1021.
I was thinking weight is worse than...
Weight is definitely... That's why I said, no, I'm not going to guess your weight. That's why I went age.
You're not going to guess that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So the other one was, are you sitting or standing? You would call in 216-343-1021, and I have a 50-50 chance. Are you standing or are you sitting? We played a round of that, and it went very well. But once again, shot down by... you know, Gentui.
Well, do you feel like that might get old after a few days?
I think the Dead Guy in the Envelope after a couple of days, people think it's old. The other one I thought we did, and we've executed this, and there might not be another game other than the final thing I'll mention after this. Who's next? Best game eight possibly ever.
Who's next is the worst game ever.
Oh, it's the best.
Please explain who's next.
Somebody calls in, and they have to guess the name of the next caller.
It's the worst.
That's it.
It takes.
All right, Star 102, who's next? Paul. All right, hang on a second. Star 102, who's this? Sam, move on to the next caller.
So, the thing about who's next is, so Dead Guy in an Envelope takes forever. I mean, Meatloaf the first time, 11 months. This game also takes forever, but in the same day. So, like, you can't, like, we would be playing until, it could be till 10 a.m. Who knows? It takes forever to guess who's next.
Finally, I have one other idea. We will have to get to three things. I really wanted to guess somebody's age. I can't have time for that. I still like, even though the term no longer floats, and it floats around, at least from what I see, is what's in my purse bowl.
I love what's in my purse bowl.
It could be sponsored. You would choose the item. We would give, you know, a detail every, or people would guess, or we would give it maybe a detail every day or something else. That's also a game that could go on for a while. It could be sponsored. It could be a totally different thing. You're still guessing. It's kind of in the vein of a game that would go on for, you know, a week, weeks, months, however long it would take. It probably is maybe easier. I don't know if it'd be easier.
It would definitely be fun.
And that would be great. So those are the four ideas I had.
Great ideas.
Some of them shot down by you. Some of them shot down by sales.
Yeah.
Some of them just bad ideas.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, standing or sitting is by far the worst.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning, Jen.
I'm going to guess that you're standing. Are you standing or sitting?
I'm driving.
She's in a car.
All right. Well,
it's a bad guess.
I bet I can guess what car. Beep the horn. I'm going to try to guess what model car this is. Chevy.
Oh, Jim, it's a bad day for you.
Well, hey, this is a bad day. I really thought that I could do that. I can tell, though. I don't brag about this a lot, but I can tell makes of cars from the horn.
Well, you couldn't tell
that ambient
one.
Noise. There was ambient noise.
Oh,
so
that's
it was
why.
Really.
Oh, I see. All right. So if somebody calls and honks, like if we get another.
I need
call,
one more person. We're getting to three things now. I need one more person to call and honk, mm-hmm. and I will guess it right after three things.
All right. Let's talk about unlimited pasta. For 13 straight weeks, the pasta pass is back. How do you get yours? That's in 60 seconds. It's 64 degrees in Willoughby. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know this morning. Westwood Town Center and Rocky River are being sold. More than $28 million. KPR Center is purchasing the Center Ridge Road Shopping Center, which is currently 95% occupied. Jacob's Pavilion celebrating Christmas in July. They have discounted tickets to 13 upcoming shows starting tomorrow. Select general admission shows will cost $20 and then reserve seats for $30. Shows like The Fray, Need to Breathe, Modest Mouth, Mouse, Squeeze, and Howard Jones. Olive Garden bringing back its never-ending pasta pass. For the first time since 2019, 10,000 passes will go on sale. What is your face? Are you going to get one?
I'm going to eat so much pasta.
It feels like a lot.
I wonder if Stevie's in on it. $100, that's worth it.
It's $100. It lasts for 13 weeks. They only have a certain amount,
right.
And they expect them to sell out quickly.
$100? I don't know if it was. No,
but
it's $100. I forget how many they have.
So you
what's a dish of pasta? $20? $25? $24? Do you get this? $20? $100?
What are you going back every day?
Yes. I think how it starts is you have every intention of going as many times as you can.
But then.
And then you get over the pasta.
You
like
get
we
over
had pizza,
it.
I think three times over the weekend, and I'm good without pizza for probably a month now. I think that's what happens.
And also,
but it's good pasta, and it's a very cool environment in the Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Like, it's very nice.
Oh, I love it! And you get an Andy's candies when you leave.
Stop it!
I would never overdo Olive Garden because I could not imagine getting sick of that salad and then the breadsticks with the Alfredo dip. I can't. I could never go in too much. I wouldn't want to do that. Like, and
you would
get
your money out
of it,
which I feel like is a good thing. You know, you would get your $100 worth of pasta, right?
I'd be afraid I'd get sick of it.
Four times, five times there
in the 13 weeks.
And then what do you do at a, you know, at an all you can eat situation?
How many pastas do you get? Can you get takeout to take home?
Oh,
because you know when you go there now, they'll do the $6 meal. You get this cold, you take home, you heat it up.
Yeah, so, that's right.
Yeah,
well, you go there a lot. I have not been to Olive Garden for a while.
Fan.
You should kind of endorse them.
Big fan of Olive Garden.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
There's a video going viral locally, and it's kind of upsetting me, but it's of the Cleveland Browns, and they were asked to say some names. And I'm not happy about it.
I saw that, and I just asked him if he saw it, because I have questions.
I have questions and concerns, and I have to clear something up as well.
I look forward to this so much. Because
please tell me it's that Tuscararis.
Was that one in there?
It sure was.
You've got to be kidding me. I must have watched it far enough. I didn't see that.
I was going to say, I must have seen an edited version, because I didn't see Tuscararis
in there. No, it was in there, and it was not correct. They sound like you. And even the confirmation was wrong. And I'm upset. And there's some other ones.
Yeah, there's some good ones in there.
I'm concerned.
Yeah. This is going to be, it is amazing. And then, yeah, I did not hear that. That's going to be great. All right. Stevie on the socials, you don't want to miss this. We're only 4 minutes away.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
So the Cleveland Browns social media team has posted a video across various platforms, and it's been gaining a lot of attraction. So there was a big group of players, and they were all asked to pronounce different Ohio locations. So I have a couple cities and counties that I grabbed. And we're going to discuss it because I have a lot of questions. I'm very confused. So this is the first one up.
Ashtabula. Ashtabula.
Ashtabula.
Ashtabula.
Ashtabula. Is that right?
Ashtabula.
Oh, no. All right.
Ashtabula is my favorite.
I was just going to say, I personally think we should rename it Ashtabula because yes. That's fantastic.
Right.
Next up, we have Chillicothe.
Chillicothe?
Not quite.
What in the world is Chillicothe?
Chillicothe.
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 This is in Ohio. Chillicothe.
Chillicothe. Chillicothe.
Close. Chillicothe?
We're two, some of them not terribly far off on that.
Correct.
But some of them.
Chillicothe like is my favorite. Trying to say Humanuknuapawa.
Oh, oh, this?
Oh, yeah. No.
One of them was giving that with Chillicothe.
Yeah, it does. Kind of.
The next one is the second most concerning because I just feel like this should be easy because they literally play here. Like, they play in this county and they still can't say it.
Cuyahoga.
Sioga. Cuyahoga.
Cuyahoga.
Cuyahoga. Cuyahoga. That was a weird one when I first got here, but.
Cuyahoga. Cuyahoga. One more. Cuyahoga. That's it? Cuyahoga? There we go.
Cuyahoga.
I just learned this one. Cuyahoga.
There you go.
Stevie, that was exactly my reaction. Like, what? How long have you been here? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like you should know Cuyahoga.
Yeah, you play there. You.
I don't.
Right, they pay you.
And then, so many questions. Mm. Are these all new players? Are these I didn't know. I didn't know who it was. It was a variety.
Yeah.
And I'm looking, I'm like, wait, they're all in Browns jersey. These are all Cleveland Browns players. Uh-huh. I'm like, this is not great.
Don't know Cuyahoga. I just felt like they pay you. I don't know. That one felt weird. And then the next one upset me.
Yeah, we'll get to your most concerning one because we're going to need more time with this. Uh-huh. I think. Like,
yeah, I have a lot of these.
The most concerning, and maybe the furthest off from the pronunciation of any of these,
mm-hmm.
Right?
I would say so.
Chillicothe, nah. All right.
Not great.
Ashtabula, I understand Ashtabula. The one coming up next in 4 minutes, we don't understand at all. That's next. Stevie on the socials continues on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. So these are Browns players? What are they doing?
Yes, Browns players are pronouncing different locations in Ohio. We have Ashtabula, Chillicothe. I think we should now call it Ashtabula, by the way.
I'm into it. Love it.
And which then, I understand if they don't know, it looks like Ashtabula. Right. That I give you a pass on. How would you know? That I kind of get. That was close, but this coming up is not.
Yeah, if you're not from the area, you've never seen these names. They probably have never seen where I'm from, Tuscarawas. And it was an option, and it very much upset me. Not the way that, I mean, they all said it wrong. That's fine, but the way, you'll just have to listen first.
What the? Tuscarawasa?
Tuscarawas.
Tuscarawas.
What the f***?
Tuscarawas. Tuscarawas.
Tuscarawas. Tuscarawas.
Okay, that's close.
Yeah,
that's close.
Tuscarawas.
Yeah.
Wait, I have the street in Canton. Tuscarawas. Yeah.
Tuscarawas? Well, then the W and the R has got to be flipped, right? See, this is why English is so hard to learn.
Wait.
I like that he said Canton, too. There's no T in Canton.
Is it Tuscarawas? That's not
no,
it, right?
They're wrong. That's why I was mad. There are all these comments because they're saying they need to flip the R and the W. And no, you don't. They're just saying it wrong. Even the moderator, no offense to her, she's probably not familiar, but she was like, yeah, kind of a loose, yeah. She was like, close enough. And so it's just not right. It's Tuscarawas. The R and the W are in the right place. It's not Tuscarawas or whatever.
That one is
I would
a
say
challenge.
Tuscarawas. But I shouldn't. But she roar.
It's not like the walrus, the animal. You got to drop the L.
See, that's, and I've said that my entire life. And I'm from Summit County. It's just, you know, two
it
counties
just, like,
north
flows,
of you.
Tuscarawas. I feel it feels uncomfortable to me, though.
You'll,
it does. It takes
say
a minute.
A bunch.
Yeah.
I think that's why I've just always called it T County because I knew I couldn't get through it.
Yeah.
So where are you heading, T County, for, you know, Bolivar or whatever, you know, whatever community?
They just gave up. They're like, you know, we're not even going to actually correct it.
How do you say it correctly one more time?
Tuscarawas.
Tuscarawas.
I have to
like
repeat
raw.
Her. Tuscarawas.
No, that's not.
Tuscarawas.
No, that's right. It's a light. It's a light word. Tuscarawas.
Okay.
Just flows.
You just have to flow.
Yeah.
That, and I feel like then you sound right.
Like the Hawaiian fish.
That is definitely not pronounced correctly.
If someone in Hawaii heard that, they'd be concerned like we are.
I am embarrassed of that. That is.
That was a great Steve Young, because it's supposed to be.
Wow. Putting them side by side is even worse.
You tried.
Thanks, Tim.
I couldn't do it either.
Try it.
I don't know. What is it?
Humanuknuapawa.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Try it.
No,
one time.
It'll end up
one
on my
time. No, it won't. Uma.
I would, but we're out of time.
Mm-hmm. Ohio State Fair is back at the end of the month. And it feels like a tasty Tuesday visit. Catfish on a stick, anyone?
Ooh. It's like I was going to say something about a fish stick, but I didn't know where to go with that. Is that a thing?
Apparently.
Catfish on a stick? They have that in T County. Stick.
All right.
What's it called? Thank you. Yes, exactly.
All right. That's in 60 seconds. It's 64 degrees in Willoughby. Today starts at 8. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Great Lakes Brewing Company giving travelers a new taste to Cleveland with a CLE IPA, a rotating series. It's available exclusively at its Cleveland Hopkins location near Gate C-14. The Ohio State Fair is back July 29th. They've got 30 new foods. They have catfish on a stick, pork belly in a cone.
Oh.
That felt weird.
Like, pork belly is delicious.
But what cone?
Why do you have...
Is it waffle?
Is that part of our scoop squad if it's in a cone?
No.
I like pork belly.
Pork belly
strange.
Is
strange. I'm
strange
surprised. Yeah.
Is there a drizzle? Is there some type of sauce on that cone, I wonder?
Yeah. I want to know what the cone is made of. Is it like you're just eating it out of a paper
it's a
cone?
It's a meat
or is
cone.
It like a waffle cone?
It's a meat cone.
Don't say it's a meat cone.
And I think it is. Like the cone is made of the meat.
Yeah.
Wait,
the
what?
Cone is made of the meat. You asked. We're just here to help.
Could
it's
be
a
wrong.
Meat. Okay.
Could be 100% wrong.
Okay. I thought you for real saw a meat cone.
I don't know. Maybe it's a waffle situation.
I have before on the internet, yes.
Welcome back, Jen.
I want to move on. There will be performances.
You brought up the meat cone in this room. I mean, you're kind
not.
Of asking for it.
I didn't say that.
Yeah. Meat in a cone. You did bring it up. You brought it up. Pork belly in a cone. Was
I
that
said,
or not you?
Pork catfish belly on a stick. In a cone. Well, I did not say.
Hashtag meat cone.
All right. Nelly, Weird Al, Styx, all performing.
What?
At the Ohio State Fair.
Oh, okay.
That's also happening at the Ohio State Fair. We're moving on from the pork belly. All right. The city of Athens. Why do I love this story? But I have a problem with it. Has hired a herd of 45 goats to clear invasive plants and overgrowth along a local bike path. The goats will spend several weeks munching through poison ivy, autumn olive, and other unwanted plants. Why can they eat poison ivy?
I was just wondering that. Is that healthy for the goats?
I know. Is it going to infect their interior?
I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, me too.
You afraid of a bumps on the tongue?
What? No, I was thinking their throat
like
would be itchy.
The throat, okay.
I thought it would be an itchy throat if they ate poison. I feel like no one should eat poison ivy, even goats. Apparently they can.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show about an hour away from... Scoop Squad continues on. Good day for ice cream. High of 85 degrees. But eat that quick, though.
High 95 degrees, I think, this afternoon.
Exactly.
It's going to be very toasty.
It's almost what I just said.
Almost. I didn't mean to correct you.
No, it was hilarious. I thought I said 95. You're like, that's going to be 95 degrees.
It is. It's going to be very
warm. So between the both of us, it's going to be 95 degrees.
Correct.
So if Trent McGill's wrong, it's on him.
Let's go with 90. Let's just, we can put it right in between. Yeah, okay.
We should say 90 plus.
Okay. Listen, can you tell
I'm just
trying,
this audio.
I'm trying to say anything and everything to not talk about what I did.
Nope.
But I have to admit something that I did.
I thought it was going to be a major part of the show.
Oh. Well.
But not anymore. It was short-lived. I can't even believe this information that's next.
Are you sad?
Yes, I'm sad.
I knew it.
Jen and Tim show listeners are probably going to be sad. And
if you know.
If you don't, you will soon.
This has to do with a video we posted last week of a new item I purchased. And I knew you would definitely have commentary on it, as you did. But when it came down to it, it was actually the Jen and Tim show listeners that made me do what I did with this product.
Mm-hmm.
I got so many texts about this after the show that day, too, like that saw the video. People were like, where'd you get those? Do those work?
We have a clear answer to that.
We do.
So
I'm sorry.
What is no longer a part of the Jen and Tim show? It was possibly, I don't know, the newest addition to the show. What, a week old, even if that? That's next. What is no longer part of the Jen and Tim show family on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites?
I returned the glasses. You know the glasses that had one eyeball and you could like flip it over to the other side?
Yeah, the flip lenses.
The flip lenses.
I didn't think that those were going to be long for this world. for your world. It was a pretty good, I think it was a very good idea. What were the purpose of them for anybody that has no idea what we're talking about? And there is videos all over Jen and Tim's show and Star 102 on the socials.
Yeah, it was posted about a week ago. It's so, I had my annual eye doctor appointment and I told him, I said, I'm having trouble like putting on makeup, especially mascara and stuff, because I can't see, you know, as I've gotten older, I need readers, I need glasses now. And he's like, well, you know what? You could just go on Amazon. They have these glasses that flip up so you could do one eye at a time. So I tried them, and although they worked enough for the time I did it, and full disclosure, it was only that day I did it here, and we have the video, my eyes just had struggled to adjust with like one eyeball seeing the magnifying and the other not. But the other reason I returned them, well, what? Because I knew I wouldn't use them. I bought a two-pack, by the way. I had one here and one at home. Because I thought these are going to solve all my problems.
And if they did solve the problems, that would make sense.
It was Jen and Tim show listeners that guided me to something else.
Oh.
Because you know we're Jen and Tim show family. Everyone helps.
They're the best. And it was also a great idea. And if you missed it, we'll have to get to it. This item has to be better than the flip lenses.
Has to be.
You've used it yet or you have not? Is it on the way?
I haven't gotten it yet. I need suggestions of which one. Like, I need you to send me links.
You haven't even
links.
Made the purchase yet.
No, I haven't even made the purchase yet.
Oh, I thought this was purchased and done. No. Oh, even better. So
I don't know which one.
Bye-bye flip lenses. We will need some assistance on which one of these to get next.
Yes.
Which has to be better. And this was a great idea. So what are you getting instead? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
I'm going to get a magnifying mirror because I didn't even realize this was a thing. Like, for years, I've never worn glasses my whole life until recently. I am now struggling with things like putting on makeup. So I had the one lens thing. I was flipping it over. It wasn't great for me. I've always gone to hotels over the years, and they always have those magnifying mirrors in the hotels.
They're lit up around the round circle one, if you have that. Oh, those are
I
nice.
Just thought that was for, like, you know, face picking or whatever. I didn't know why those
it
were
is.
There.
It's a face picker mirror.
It's a face picker mirror.
Search it up.
I didn't know why those were there. I now, as my eyes are failing me in life, I realize why people need these. And now I want one for home.
You want one that lights up?
Yeah, I want one that lights up. But I also, in my head, have this vision of like it has a base and then one of those like bendy like stands that. And then it has like a little mirror on it. Where do I get that?
What's a simple human sensor mirror?
What's that?
I don't know.
How much is it?
I'm afraid to click on it.
Well, what?
I feel like there weren't a
Why
ton of, this.
That's what I'm saying. There's not a ton of options. Like, where do I get the best one? And do I get 10 magnification?
You want
100?
A round one? They have a trio. They have a round. They have a wall mount. They have a fold.
Well, you need to send me that link. I don't know what looks best. And also, if it's sitting on the countertop, because I stand up when I put on makeup at home.
$200
Okay, no. Absolutely not.
Looks lovely.
No, I don't want a $200 mirror. And I need, like, so at work, I sit down and I have all my work makeup here. It's the cheaper makeup. And then at home, I stand up in the bathroom to put on. So I need something that's, like, tall enough for that. So I need two, I guess.
Yeah, there's a wide variety, if you know. And I remember we had a call about this last week when you brought this up and you had the flip lenses and you were trying them out and see if they were going to work out. And we had a call that also says two things. When you're sending these links, we're going to get to the three things in a minute. DM us, Jen and Tim Show, and also Star 102. If you have one, if you have a link or something else that can help Jen out,
please.
Then we can try it on the air and we'll see how it works. And then I remember she had mentioned that the magnifying percent or the amount of magnification was also a big deal. Like, you don't want to get a cheap one. It needs to be, I can't remember if it was 11% or 11 times magnification or 20, whatever it was, that number was also a big deal.
Right. So if you do have one and you recommend it, could you recommend it? You could message us, Jen and Tim Show Facebook page, we're on Instagram. You can email,
I'm going to tell you right now.
What?
I'm sending you this $200 one. You're going to buy it.
Stop. Don't even send it. You know I'm going to buy it. Don't do that. That is way too much for a mirror. I do not need that.
Okay, I'm sending it to Odyssey. I'm going to send it there where I send your Odyssey points that you don't love. Odyssey, there you go. Mirror.
Send it. I do love my Odyssey points. Thank you. I just don't like the way you gave them.
Send it.
Okay.
Please tell me, right before Trump 2, tell me what you think of this $200 mirror I just sent you.
I can't wait.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show. Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Tasty Tuesday on the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, but not just any Tasty Tuesday. Scoop Squad, this summer has been out and about. We always continue to ask for suggestions on where to go. We're eating ice cream all over Northeast Ohio, East Side, West Side, South Side, wherever we're at. We are going around and trying ice cream together.
I am very excited. I have so many questions about your Scoop Squad visit this week.
Okay.
I was going to say, because the item you ordered looks so divine.
We had just talked about this item, and I believe either neither of us had had it, I know that I personally hadn't even heard of this item. And then the place that I went to actually had it, and I tried it.
It's genius.
It is genius. Also, this place has an eating challenge that you can do and get your picture on the wall.
Oh.
It is probably the most beautiful / cutest place that I've been to as far as the Scoop Squad. I was very, very impressed. And we just randomly happened to go there. So where did we go? What did we have? Was it a 1-scoop review? Was it a 5-scoop review? That is all next. Scoop Squad on Star 102. Scoop Squad on Star 102. Cleveland's feel-good favorites this week took us to North Royalton and Pine Cone Ice Cream.
I looked at the video you posted that is so adorable. Why is this place the cutest thing ever and we've never heard of it?
Never heard of it. And my travels a lot of time. I live in Menor. I don't get to North Royalton a lot. We were just down that way. It's, I think, technically attached and or part of Maria Garden Center. Anyway, we were down that way and my daughter was with her friend Emily and they wanted to get on the video. Of course, they want ice
cream.
They're
so cute.
Of course you get on the video. You're going to make the video even better. Of course you should get in. So we get there and I mean, there are plenty of places to sit outside. There's one of those swings that, maybe a couple would just kind of hang out on and, one of the wooden swings. They had Jenga, all sorts of things out front, which was just amazing. Very inviting. The inside was great. There was an eating challenge and I tried to get the girls. I said, hey, do you want to get on? It's called the Big Pine and it's $30. 9 scoops of ice cream.
Whoa.
Cherries and whipped cream. You can pick 3 either different liquid flavors or dry flavors like toppings. And, they did not. That would be aggressive. 9 scoops, a lot.
That is a lot. Can more than one person complete it or does it have to be one person?
I asked if people would try to defeat the Big Pine and they said yes and you get your picture kind of on the wall if that's the case. I didn't ask if it had to be solo or if it was with a group because that's a good question because that's a big difference.
Could you do it? Could you do it?
I think in your words.
Easy breezy.
I love cookies.
True, you do. So that,
know.
I mean,
9
ice cream
scoops.
Too.
I don't, and if it's timed, I don't know. You know what? I'm not proud to say that I might be able to knock that out.
I kind of feel like you might. And then also, even if you felt like you couldn't in the middle of it, because of your personality and you don't want to back down from a challenge, I feel like you'd finish it anyway.
Yeah,
and then
that might be. Mm. So one of the things we talked about last week and we had phone calls about, and I was just not familiar about, was the ice cream nachos. Remember I said, what exactly is that? I imagine it's pieces of a cone and you're using them. The ice cream is kind of a dippy-do. And it's exactly what it was. It's exactly what it was, and that's what I tried.
You got the ice cream nachos.
Yeah. What,
and do they offer options for that, or is it like a standard ice cream nacho? Or do you add toppings? Do you choose your flavor? Is it one flavor? How big are the nachos? Do you get enough, ratio of...
Oh, you're right. That would have driven me crazy.
Waffle cone
ratio was
to...
Great.
Ratio was good.
Ratio was great. I believe I could have gone a couple of different flavors. I went one. I'll tell you which one next and what I thought about it. There were so many topping options that I felt like Nate at Cheesecake Factory, where I almost had anxiety, and they said, do you want this and this and this? And I just went rainbow sprinkle. Of all the toppings, I decided to go rainbow sprinkle because I was I didn't know what to do. And there was other people in line. And I think to myself, I don't want to be here for an hour picking toppings. So I went rainbow sprinkle.
I feel like a lot of my kids would probably pick a rainbow sprinkle. And that, I mean, it's a simple choice. Yeah. And it's a panic choice, I feel like.
So what did we think? How was it? As you mentioned, video posted ever. What did I get? That's all coming up. The review, Scoop Squad for the week on Star 102 is next. Scoop Squad taking us to North Royalton. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, which I also liked because a lot of times we'll just go east side, west side, and North Royalton I don't get to a lot. So to head to Pinecone Ice Cream was fun. It was amazing. It was so cute. The outside, I mean, my Izzy and her friend Emily were playing Jenga. It was a really, really good time. Izzy went with, and I said, obviously she wanted to get ice cream. My daughter said, of course, she wanted to get a chocolate cone, chocolate and a waffle cone. Emily went with, there was a ho-ho ice cream, which I don't, I didn't see the description in front of me, but she loved it. And by the way, the small cone, which I show in the video, the small cone is,
it looks huge.
A foot tall. I mean, I don't know how long this is, for whatever it was, we'll say $5-6, I don't remember, for this small cone, and the thing was massive. I don't even think my daughter finished the entire thing with so much.
The place looked cute. Your nachos looked cute. The ice cream, the fact that they have a ho-ho flavor. Did they have like a ton of flavors there?
Yes, they did. They probably had, I mean, maybe like a standard 24. A bunch of toppings, everything else you could eat inside, you could eat outside, obviously. I went with because I feel like I go chocolate peanut butter everything, and I did not want to do it this time, even though I really wanted to. They had a salted caramel truffle ice cream that I decided to go with, the ice cream nacho edition. So it's salted caramel truffle ice cream with my very basic rainbow sprinkles that I ordered on top of that. And on the other side were plenty of good sized pieces of waffle cone to scoop it up with. I mean,
I love that.
I had no problem finishing the entire thing. It was one of my favorite places that I've ever been to. And if I could give it more than 5 scoops, I would have. But I gave it 5 scoops. The kids loved it. My wife was there. She had ice cream. It was great. It really is a very, very cute place in North Royalton. I was glad I went. I mean, I always kid about 20, everything's 20 minutes from me. I would drive to North Royalton for Menor and go there again.
That's awesome. That's how good it was. Yeah. And I loved it. The concept of the ice cream nacho. Because let's be honest, getting to the cone is the best part, in my opinion. So the fact that you start your ice cream with every bite has waffle cone and ice cream in it, heaven to the mouth. Sounds wonderful.
It was great. Like Scoop Squad continues. And as I mentioned, this will continue basically throughout the summer. So if we're missing places, please DM us. You own an ice cream shop. You want us to go there? Fantastic. I mean, we're trying to hit as many as we can. It's Jen and Tim show at Star 102 and all the socials. And speaking of that, that's where you can also see this week's Scoop Squad video. We love this. You have your own Scoop Squad review on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Go right ahead.
So I went to Biggie's and I had the nachos.
Oh, they had them at Biggie's. Okay, yeah, and Menor on the Lake. That's the one I went to last week.
Yeah, I had the twist. I had the caramel drizzle. I had the chocolate drizzle.
Oh, you're a pro.
Peanuts, and shoot, there was one other topping I had.
Okay.
And they give you these waffle cone style crisps. They're in the round. Dipped in like a cinnamon sugar base.
Oh my.
What?
And all you do is you like dip the chocolate, you dip it into the ice cream. I had the twist, the chocolate and vanilla.
Yeah.
It was amazing. So the next time you get to Biggie's, you have to, and they've got a ton of toppings, just go for it.
I will definitely go for it. So your review, would it be 5 scoops, the best review you can give it?
Oh my God, definitely yes.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.